Hi and welcome to Let's Talk For Real, different setting today. We're in a hotel room in Bournemouth, for those of you that don't know. Mm-hmm. Went to see Russell Howard this evening.
Yep, his new tour,
Respite. Don't really, obviously for legal reasons as well, don't want to give like material.
Because we can't, I mean, what stays in that stadium, what stays in that arena? Keeps in that arena.
And so it's like on DVD or whatever. Because I don't want no copyright or no legal team coming on my ass and going, yo, why are you saying like this joke and that joke? That joke was like private only, man.
Yeah. But obviously we're sensible to keep things alive.
Yeah, we'll keep like most of it hush hush. There's just like certain things without giving anything away that I think we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, I know we've been gone for a while. I do apologise about that, but. Yeah. Coming from my side of things, personal side of things, it's been quite hard to maintain this and work right now. Work for me is kind of hectic. Like, I don't want to give away like who I work for or what I do for work, but like my job right now is kind of like fluctuating, I would say, is the best word for it. Hopefully everything gets resolved soon, and that's that with work. We will be taking, again, another quick break because I'm going to be working on some technical issues. Like, I don't know, you guys have probably noticed, on the audio especially, like there's times when we're talking and
suddenly the it's just cut out.
Had to use the audio coming from the camera sometimes. Or even in the last podcast, I wasn't even able to use that. I just had to cut out some of the audio entirely, which was actually quite a bit annoying, especially... with the subject we were talking about as well. What else did I want to tell you guys? We're gonna do, as this is a kind of quick one, we're gonna do the score prediction stuff now. Last episode.
Yeah.
Last episode, we've done Arsenal versus Aston Villa. What a joke that was. Yeah. It was a roller coaster of a match, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah, first of all, said 3-0.
But then I said 3-2.
Because I second-guessed you, which I shouldn't have. And so, fucking fair play to Hannah there. With me, I said...
same.
3-1. That's
you
what
said
I
said. 3-1.
That's what I said. I said 3-1. So I think you need to change this once we get to the end. But hold on.
Okay.
So that's 3 points for Hannah, 1 point for me. Just stupid me. I had confidence in our defence. Chelsea versus Liverpool. You say 3-1 to Liverpool. That's 1 point because they won. And I say 4-2 to Liverpool. Again, 1 point because Liverpool won. West Ham versus Man U, you said 2-0, sorry, 2-2, which is wrong, and I said the same, which is wrong, because Man United lost 2-0 to West Ham.
What do you expect from Man United?
Like, a lot more, to be honest to you.
You know what I mean?
Added up the points quickly in my head. I got 2 points, and Hannah got 4. So Hannah wins this one on 4 points.
Yay! It says you can't bet on football, and then you get like, woo. You know what I mean? Never do. I mean, be responsible when... Oh my God.
What's that advert?
Drink responsibly.
No, not that one.
No.
When the fun stops.
Yeah, I think that should be that's such a good catchphrase. When the fun stops, stop. I mean, if you can, when the fun does stop, you'll be what's it called? You'll be so much debt. Like, I've got no money, therefore I wonder why.
Now I don't know when this will be uploaded, but in our real time, these are the next games coming up, which we're just gonna do. So Liverpool versus Leicester. Liverpool obviously on fire. They haven't lost a single game. They're on a perfect record.
To me, I think they might win next Premier League. I think, I'm not sure, but
because it's not looking good for Man City. They've been struggling. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But with Liverpool versus Leicester, it's obviously going to be a Liverpool win in my eyes. I'm just thinking of the score. So, big nudge.
Did you have a
Liverpool
drink?
Versus Leicester, I would say a solid 3-0. Or actually, no, maybe a bit too high, because Leicester are quite good recently. 2-1, I would say, for Liverpool. What about you?
I say 3-1. I'm going to be a bit cheeky. I say 3-1 to Liverpool, because the way that I feel like they're at the same, nearly at the level of Man City, because so far they've won 2 Premier Leagues, and I'm like, wow. I mean, it was so close for them to win the league, because I said to you, I remember when watching the game, if Liverpool scored that, that's it, they've won, literally, maybe, potentially. Mm-hmm. Then, obviously, Man City came at the rescue thinking, no, you're not winning the Premier League, you know, you're not this, you're not that. Boom. You know, we won it, he said.
So you're saying 3-1,
I'm saying 3-1.
All right, cool. So then the next game coming up is, of course, funny enough, Arsenal versus where we currently are, Bournemouth. And I will try, maybe do a little cheeky vlog, because I am going to try and go to the stadium tomorrow and get a few pictures, maybe do a vlog, see what happens. But yeah, just, I hear that stadium's quite cool, but, and I just like going like to different places that we go. I just like, especially UK, I like going to check out the stadiums, just a little hobby of mine. But yeah, so for that one, I would, so Arsenal at home, but Arsenal at home to Aston Villa, so what is this? I would probably say I would be an optimist, and I mean, before I get to this, I will note that Arsenal will play Man United tomorrow, but I don't really want to do a prediction for that because it's like too close to our time. But I will say Arsenal, if they sort their shit out, they'll win. But if they don't, they'll lose.
They have to sort their shit, because most of our players are now fit and well, like Bellerin, Holding. I mean, Holden,
Bellerin, not quite.
Not quite, but he's Holden, like,
not
there.
Quite.
No.
Thierry, they say, is the fittest out of the three. So he needs to play, to be honest with you. But for Arsenal versus Bournemouth, and I do think that the three players you said will be fully fit for that game.
But if they are, they have to, like,
so they have to start, have to. Simple. Mm-hmm. I would say 3-3-3-1. I don't know if that is going to be fit, but I don't know what probably to do.
I've got my score ready, so I'm not saying.
What?
Do your score first, because I know you'll copy me.
No, I won't. I want
to
hear.
I'm saying 2-1 to Arsenal, because it's going to be close.
I was going to say 3-1.
I'm going to say 2-1, because if they haven't sorted their shit out, it'll be 2-1. It's going to be like the Aston Villa game, but a bit more boring, but more like, oh my god, you know.
So you say 2-1.
2-1, yeah.
Cool. Give me a second, guys. I am literally typing this as we're going along. Very tired. We've been up since.
I'm lucky, but I just had
what time?
We've been up since half six.
Half six, we've been up. That might not seem early to some of you, but to me, when I was working until 10 o'clock the previous night, I'm trying to keep up to where I am. yesterday night, when I was working until 10.
You're working until 11 till 10?
Yes.
That's a 10 hour shift.
Yes, pretty much. So obviously I'm going to be a bit tired, especially waking up early as well. So just give me a second while I catch us up to where we currently are.
Don't worry, I had one more born a bit like, you know what I mean?
I've already had my coach's energy, it gave me energy at the time, but now I'm like,
Yeah, you go big up, and it's like plummeted.
I was a toss-up between this final game, because I was thinking, do I want to go for a big game that might be easy to predict, but sort of maybe not, just based on form, or a little game, but very hard to predict.
I'd say it's a little game, but it depends.
Because the other game I was thinking of before this one was Man City versus Wolves. Man City home, but Man City, there's they're slipping a little bit.
They're slipping
know.
A bit. I mean, Pep is not. He's going to be like, what do you think we're doing? If you see the documentary on Amazon, you would not mess with that guy.
Yeah,
seriously.
I would.
He needs, Emery needs to be like him. He needs to look up to Pep and go, I need to be like that. But no, we are the firm elite, you know. No.
But, yeah, so the game we have decided to go with is Norwich at home versus Aston Villa. Now, the reason why is obviously because Hannah's from Norwich. But not just that, because Norwich are actually, you know what, they're surprised me, I'm not going to lie.
I think because of one lovely player,
Pukki.
I mean, it is.
But not just that, it's the fact that Aston Villa obviously surprised Arsenal as well in that previous game. But I did, I think I had Aston Villa in like top 10, because I actually do think they'll do well this season. But it's the fact that they're two promoted sides. They're the two promoted sides.
Yeah, but only Norwich has been recently promoted again.
And Aston Villa.
And plus,
they're both not promoted.
Yeah, and then you never know that.
And who else?
Norwich
Sheffield.
Actually might keep in the Premier League this time. They might not.
Every time they get promoted, they get
they
demoted.
They get really
good
demoted again. But with, you know.
So with that, I would, you know what? Even though Norwich are doing well, I still think Aston Villa are going to win. I think Aston Villa will. Pukki will score.
Did you write the results for the second game? Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I would go, and I would type this as I
I'm
am.
I'm
going to
think realistically. I'm going to think it's my hometown. I'm going to think realistically. Like obviously, I don't want neither two teams to win, but
I'm going 2-2.
I was thinking of a draw as well. I mean, I was thinking. I was thinking that as well. Same 2-2. Not because I'm from Norwich. I don't want to pick on the Norwich side, but I'm thinking of a draw as well.
So that is the third
game. Third game.
And little personal quick announcements. I don't know if you guys have even noticed with the phones I had in the previous podcast, but I now have. Don't know how it comes out. On here. Oh, that's sick. Oh, my hiding out my voice. My voice is right next to the mic. What was it like on it? Oh, look at those spikes. But, sorry, guys, got a bit too intimate there.
Oh, carried away like you usually.
But, yeah, got the notes. Now, to those of you that can say this without like pausing, fair play to you, because to me it's hard. I have the Samsung Note 10 Plus 5G. Now, that is a mouthful. To anyone who actually can say that fluently, then you know what? Fair play to you, because to me, it's too hard. I just say I have the Note 10. Actually, what would be a quick way of saying it? I have the Note 10
5G.
Yeah, because you know it's plus already anyway.
And then Note 10 5G, and then, okay.
Nice. I think that's just cutting out the plus of the Samsung.
I can't wait for my S10 Plus.
Yep, Hannah's got her heart settled on that. That's going to be her next
phone. I've got my pop socket, I've got my already cover for my phone, I don't care.
The anime fans out there, let me show you my pop socket.
Obviously, you know straight away.
It's pretty much, to those of you that watch One Piece, it's Luffy's flag. And in the background, it's Irish colours. It's the Irish flag, green, white and gold. I customised it myself. Oh, I would give a shout out to the company, but I actually forgot. If I do remember, I will say in the next episode.
Is it plushy socket? Or plushy?
Something like that.
Plushy socket or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
I had an email, obviously it was on my email. Plushy socket obviously helped so much to get his own designed.
It was
all
so
the way
sick.
From was China. It like China,
and
I'm thinking,
failed the first time.
It
that's the only
first
problem.
Time, and then we said, "Oh, it's taking such a long time." Blah blah blah. I said, okay.
And I was like, "Oh, sorry. What is this? It seems to be lost in the post."
Yeah, flying. Imagine it just dropped from the plane.
And I remember as well when we was in Athens at the time, where I saw some fan that said, "With package from China." I was like. Hey, is my pop socket enough? That's a joke, but I doubt it was.
Yeah.
But, I just wanted to. I've had this for about two. I've had the phone for a while, but for the first week or so, I was just setting everything up and wasn't using it. So I'll scratch the week off. I've probably had this phone for about 2 weeks now, I would say, like, of full usage.
Are you, like, really, really happy?
Really, really happy. And today, especially in Bournemouth, was my first day, like, as not being in work sort of day with the phone. It was my first casual use of the, well, not casual, it was pretty hardcore because I was on the coach. But I was on the coach for about 2 hours. I was on my phone, obviously, constantly. And I was using the tool split feature, so I was, like, playing games, watching, catching up on YouTube as well. Even if I wanted to, I could open up a pop view and do a bit of editing at the same time. There's so much stuff you could do, it's mad. Yeah. And because of that, it drains the battery quite heavily, but I did not have power saver on, so that's another reason as well. It's just, the camera quality is just sick. I don't know, like, you see these professional review people go, oh, well, you know, the camera is 1080 HD Blu-ray bezels with a 6.2-inch display with, oh, just piss off, man, like, with all your... Listen, to all the review people out there, yeah, no one cares about all your technical bullshit, innit? I don't. Listen, all I care about as a consumer is the phone sick? Yeah, the phone is sick. Comfort-wise, I would say it is a big phone. If you guys want a big phone, but it's comfortable in the hands, I would personally say probably go for the Note 10. Not the Note 10 Plus, but the Note 10 or Hannah's phone.
S10 Plus. I mean, it's just the right size for my hand because my hands are, like, tiny, short and fat. And
but the reason I find it so comfortable is, well, one, I'm just used to it now. But two, is the pop socket. The pop socket really helps, I'm not going to lie. Before I found out about pop sockets, I always had these flippy-dippy cases, which I did like, but now they just seem like irrelevant and time-consuming, and us millennials, we don't have time to waste, so, yeah. Listen to myself now, speak, I think I sound very tired.
Oh, poor honey. Oh, no, I don't know, this is going to be quick anyway.
This is going to be very quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, comfort-wise, for me personally, I do think it's really comfortable, but only because of the pop socket. If I never had this pop socket, guys, I wouldn't recommend the phone because it'd be too big. And also, be careful with the case you get. The case I have is Spigen. I don't know how you freaking say it, but Spigen or Spigen. Really comfortable, really nice. Grip as well, very important. You need a case with grip, obviously. Another thing I would say is this little hole punch at the top. Don't really notice it, if I'm honest. And that was one of the first issues I had with these phones, was the hole punch in the middle as well, especially with the Note 10. And with Hannah's future phone, you've got two little hole punches in the corner, or just the S10, you've got the one little hole punch. But it's down to personal preference. You get, like, wallpapers that match it as well. Like, with me, let me quickly show you guys mine if I can. I'm going to try and show you a clean one without all the apps in the way, if I can. Yes, I can. There we go. So, again, another anime reference, just as we do in every episode. It's Goku pretty much using a spirit bomb, but the black spot is, like, the spirit bomb, which I think is sick. It's pretty cool. And the quality of the picture is so, like, clear. So onto the camera now. Camera is, mwah. Testing it out today. We took, like, bare pictures. With the front-facing camera, you've got two options now. You've got, like, normal, if it's just like, ha, but you've got, like, another section, which is, like, multiple people in your picture, like, selfie. So it basically, it zooms out, and you've got, like, oh, yeah, I can fit Hannah in, I can fit my mum in, maybe my dad. Like, it fits a lot more people in, basically. And obviously, it being a Note pen, it has the pen. Wait, did I say Note pen? It being the Note 10, it has a pen. So, yeah, with the pen, I'm not going to lie, I do use it quite a lot, to be honest with you guys. Very handy. I don't, me personally, especially being in London, and especially, well, I don't want to say the area we live, but let's just say North London is the area we live in. I don't like being using this phone out in public. I don't like, obviously, getting my pen out in public and thrashing it about. I just like using it indoors if I'm honest with you guys.
Yeah, I think it's best to.
Yeah, so do I.
That's mine.
So if you do get this phone, be very, especially in London, be very careful with that. Be very wary. And if you've got it insured, then who the hell cares, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't have it insured. I never insure my phones. So that's the front-facing camera. Again, quality is good. Back-facing camera, I don't know if you guys probably know anyway. It's got three cameras and three sensors, which obviously work with each different camera. You've got the normal, which is just normal. You've got the pretty much the ultra-wide, which is like... It basically makes it look like you're way further than what you are, which is sick, actually, enough. That's my favourite one. And then you've got the, I don't know what it's called, but you've got the zoomed-in camera. I think telephoto is what it's called. And you've got this feature that I'm going to listen to later. Remember the birds we saw?
Yeah.
There's a feature, like, when you zoom in on video, you can hear what the person says. So let's say that bathroom behind this camera, yeah? Mm. You're at the very end of that bathroom. I can video you, and let's say you're telling me to piss off. I'm like, what? I video you, zoom in, I play the video, and I hear you say piss off, and you said it so quietly.
That's good, I like that.
That is sick. I mean, it has bare features, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't use most of them. What I will say is, a lot of review people do say this, you know those air gestures? Yeah, strap it. You know what? They're completely useless, I'm not gonna lie. The only time I use it is for the camera and for Doodle Chrome, because Doodle Chrome is very handy. You can just to scroll the page or go back, but it's only if I'm at home, to be honest with you. And you've got that air doodle thing, you've got that 3D scanner, which I tried once, but I don't think I've done it properly, so it turned out crap. But, you know, take getting used to. Obviously, I can't review Hannah's phone, the S10 Plus, once she gets it, because Hannah still has the S7H. So, yeah, that's my little quick review of the phone, which I pretty much like. Now, on to what we was on here for tonight. We went to Russell Howard, as we said in the beginning.
If anyone knows who he is, I mean...
Well, before we get to Russell Howard, I need to rewind, because I forgot to tell you guys. Do not forget that it's going to come... Going to try and aim it here today.
Or maybe in the middle.
Or maybe down here. It will be somewhere.
It'll be somewhere on the screen.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
Something... So all our socials will be coming up, left, right and centre. Literally left, right and centre, and I don't on that. Coming up all over the place, save all our socials, don't forget to follow them, like, subscribe, all that piece, all that jazz. Really helps us out, especially if you like us, it helps us like get noticed or not, because that's what the judges were saying. And before I carry on to the Russell Howard thing, I do want to give a quick shout out, because we have... It's not the first one, but it's like one of the... Who the hell? Anyway, it's one of the first people that's proper messaged us, like, privately.
Yeah.
And it's a fellow podcaster. So it's good to know that we're getting out there in the community.
Yeah,
and
slowly. I mean, they're like, as they say, slowly and something slowly, steady wins the race or something.
Yeah, that's the
and
same.
And that's how I think we are. You know, you start from the bottom, now you're here.
Yeah.
That Drake's one.
So yeah, this podcast called Rest for Two. I would recommend you guys look it up. I haven't listened to it yet, but based on their bio, based on their bio, they do look pretty cool. I love their logo. Their logo is simple but brilliant. It's like a plate with a fork and knife, and the podcast inside the plate. I mean, podcast logo, which is brilliant. They talk about, according to their bio, pop culture, sport, millennial, realness. So, sort of similar to what we do. And you can find them on most, like, audio apps, I'm going to say. And speaking of audio apps, other big announcements that I actually forgot to write about, to make a note of. In case you guys haven't noticed, before I get to the audio announcements, we have a new logo. You guys might have seen the thumbnail looked different last episode. That's because we've now got a new logo. And I love it, to be up, straight up with you. It's really
cool.
It's
quite like graffiti art or something. I like that.
Very
and
modern.
It's modern, yeah. It's
we might change the intro and outro, but I'm not sure. Comment down below if you do want like a different intro and outro. But for now, leave as it is. If you do, then the next episode will take even longer to come out. coming back to where I was, new logo, brilliant. Mm-hmm. And once we got the new logo, I went on to, now very stupid me, I was paying money to use Podbean. Very stupid me, because there's a brilliant app, and I will promote it, I don't give a damn.
Shall I do it?
Go on.
Anchor. Simple.
Not Anchor Butter, not anchor butter. That you drop into the sea, just Anchor.
Yeah.
Look it up, just type in, I don't know, Anchor Podcast, it should be the first thing that comes up.
Mm.
It's so sick, in a word. It's basically like, you copy your RSS code from like the podcast app that you're currently using, and you just drop it into the website, and it just automatically takes everything over from your previous podcast website onto your new Anchor website. And what Anchor do, they then distribute your podcast onto multiple sources. So we're now up. I actually need to. Oh, I don't have the app on my phone yet. My phone is still new, but I'll try to say it on the top of my head. We're currently on Google Podcasts, still Spotify, but I think we might be somewhere else on Spotify. I think, not yet.
Okay.
I think there might be two of us now on Spotify. I don't know if it got deleted and then made another one or if there's two, but okay. We're now on Spotify regardless.
Yeah.
We always have been.
We've always been on Spotify.
Yeah. We are now still on Podbean. But I don't think our episodes are getting uploaded on Podbean anymore. That's the problem.
Mm.
Well, so many. I obviously want the Anchor, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to get to iTunes, man. They don't want us.
I think because iTunes are like, because we're Apple. Blah, 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 blah.
We're upcast.
We
don't take peasants like you.
Like
look at you. You've only got 600 and odd listeners.
And I'm thinking 600. That's like.
Listen, you guys. Yeah, I don't know how you're doing on Anchor because I haven't downloaded the app yet to check. But on Podbean, you guys are killing it. Keep showing us the love.
Yeah.
I know we've moved, but keep showing us the love on Podbean on all the apps that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. What else? Oh yeah, and some of these apps that you listen to us on, not Spotify, because I know from. A consumer listening to it, that there are some of the audio apps that you listen to us where you can review us. Please, please, please do review us because that actually helps us get noticed a lot. Like, especially with iTunes, if once we're freaking through the door, which the doorman doesn't want to let us in at the moment.
He's probably at the door going, hello, can we go? No, you can't.
No. As DT would say, no. So yeah, we are trying so hard, so freaking hard.
I mean, if I could make that into a meme, I would.
What you can do with my phone, you can make GIFs and memes.
I'm going to make a meme out of that because that will get views, and I want it to get views because that would be brilliant.
So yeah, that's our big announcement news. We're now on like multiple sources, which is pretty sick. For free as well. Which I forgot to mention, all of this is free, and yeah, it's just pretty cool, if I'm honest with you guys. So, if you are a podcast that listen to this, because I do know quite a few, it's not just that one, a few podcast people have messaged me saying they like our stuff.
Oh, cool.
So, if you do listen to us, and you're paying for like, whatever, like Podbean or, I don't know, SoundCloud or whatever you use.
Mm-hmm.
We're not on SoundCloud, by the way.
No.
If you do, then really do look into Anchor because it really saves a lot of trouble. And it does it automatically for you. You don't have to be like, okay, here's my link to Spotify, here's my link to this, my link to the... So, yeah. So, now, finally, I wouldn't say the main part because it's got nothing really to do with our podcast. What we just spoke about is the main part.
Yes.
Before we get on to it, we will not be doing the... What's the what's your part of the show called?
What's happening?
That's it, what's happening? Yeah. What very tired. What? Yeah. That's what's happening.
What's happening?
What's happening will be replaced with what we've done, pretty
what's
much.
Done, yeah.
So, we went to see Mr. Howells. So, what did you think?
Really, really good. Now, that interested.
It's my first time since I've known Hannah. Like, obviously, since I've known Hannah, we've both been Mr. Howard fans.
I mean,
Hannah's been very hardcore about it.
I mean,
more than me.
I'm now 22, right? People will think I don't look 22, I might do. Now, it came to me thinking when I was 13, 14 years old, I was still in, like, just coming into high school. And I was watching TV. I was thinking, flicking through, it was about 9:30 at night. It was in my old house. I'm thinking, oh, he's a skeezer. I watched one episode. I was pissing myself with laughing. I'm thinking, oh, this guy's good. It was originally called Russell Has Good News. I thought, what's this? And he basically ripped the piss off news, making it funny. Obviously, the news right now is depressing, but he made it funny. You know what I mean? And
BBC never liked
BBC,
that
and
he
never
was
liked,
being too insensitive.
And obviously, the BBC being BBC, obviously, BBC chucked him out, obviously, thank God, because BBC are like, I wouldn't say crap right now. And then obviously when Sky took him in, I'm thinking, love you Sky, keep it up.
Sky have all the best shows.
Sky have all the best shows, I mean,
they've
obviously
got
now.
Him, they've got Arrow, which is soon ending.
Bye-bye, Arrow.
They've got Flash, which I actually don't know about if it's stable or going.
At first, obviously, many years back, that was back in 2009 when it started. And that 09, which me started in high school. So, yeah, I started.
It's the first time me and Hannah have been to a Russell Howard tour together.
Yeah.
We've been to his, like, free venues that he does have in London sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to go to one of his free venues, then Hannah's going to tell you how to do it.
Right, first of all, simplest way is just go onto Google and type in Russell Howard Work in Progress and Friends. Sometimes it'll just call Russell and Friends. And it'll be mainly London area. And it'll be obviously called Work in Progress. But that would mean, like, tryout material. Obviously, that was to do with his world tour. Not doing that anymore. But obviously, after his tour, his program's coming back.
Yeah,
the Russell Howard Hour. So obviously, once his tour's over, he's going to start trying out material for his program. So obviously, once that tour's over, it's now September, October. It's coming back November. It's coming back, what, November? So obviously, sometime in October, he's going to start doing materials in small pubs in London. I want to give a shout out to them. I don't know, only one particular favourite pub I have in West London. It's called the George. That's what I know, it's called the George. It's got like a V1. Probably my best pub in. What are you laughing at?
Nothing, go on.
So yeah, one of my best pubs in West London. He's done a small materialised. See how tired I am? Really interesting.
Just checked, his tour does end on the 5th of October. Its final tour would be
in Liverpool.
No, the reason I laughed is because the venue is called Marks and Spencer Bank Arena.
Oh yeah.
What the hell? I don't remember that being in Liverpool. Maybe it was.
I think it's
just
called.
It
was originally called the Bank Arena. And then Marks and Spencer. They get
would
some
think
sponsors.
He,
you know.
If
I mean?
It was in Liverpool, I would think maybe the Echo Arena. You know that place there.
We went past the Echo Arena.
That place is massive.
I think he did that, like, 2 years ago once. He did that at Corona, thinking, now I want to do a different arena in Liverpool. That's the Bank Arena. So, yeah.
But, yeah, we did buy merch. We got tops. But I don't really know if we're allowed to show to you guys. So, I don't think we showed.
Because, no. I mean, I got...
I'll tell you guys what. After the 5th of October, we'll be... whenever that episode, podcast episode comes out around that time, we'll be wearing it. Yeah, we'll wear our merch.
Okay.
But for right now, we're not going to wear it. We can say, which is on public information, that the last tour day is going to be the 5th of October.
I think once that's over, it's onto his programme.
But, so we've got merch.
I've got a programme, which I forgot.
Got a programme, which again, can't show, just We don't know, because it's like a bit of spoilers. Yeah, for the people don't know, and they go, okay, I don't need to buy it. I just watched it on Let's Talk For Real. What?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, bloody bastard. But, yeah, so actually, should I put that in the notes? Nah, I'm sure people have seen that video. So, yeah, that's that. Now, tour wise, sorry, I wanted you to say to them as well. For his series that he does, how can people go and watch that? Just people can watch that for free.
They can, because actually it's first come, first serve. It's free. You can go on. I think sometimes he puts a link on Twitter or Facebook saying, "Here, you can watch my program for free." It's by Avalon, it's at the BBC television studios, their new apartment there. So obviously soon you'll put a Twitter link or a Facebook link and say, here, watch my show for free, blah, blah, blah. It's a first come, first serve, so once you get those tickets, one or two or three, obviously you maybe print them out, put them on your phone, and for you to get in, you would have to literally be there 2 hours before, which is ridiculous, because when it comes to the hour, people start lining up a bunch of ants.
And coming from experience, guys, just because you have a ticket, don't mean you're safe, you know.
Because exactly, because it will say, like, make sure you get to the venue early as possible to gain entry.
Yeah, because there'll be people there waiting. Now, I remember the last one that we went to.
Oh, my God, that was fun. Was it, like, when it was, like, really cold winter? It was just before Christmas.
It was cold winter, windy.
And literally,
we never had an umbrella with us.
No, we were literally like that. And then when we looked behind us, it looked like the scene from The Human Centipede. I was like, they're not going to get in. They're not going to get in. People look at me like, what is she pointing? They're not going to get in.
And then the guy was like, right, yep, so this is the last person. No, I'm not saying how it was, but I'm just saying, this is the last person. Sorry, no room, go home. Just don't know. But I've been here 3 hours, fam.
So,
if you can, just follow Russell Howard on Facebook,
Twitter,
official
Instagram.
Facebook, official Twitter.
And don't forget, I would say I'd like to give a shout out to mate Steve Williams. Try and get to 4,000, so Russell would have to pay my. Sorry, I shouldn't have said anything like
that. No, I think that's probably allows.
Yeah,
we're not giving any material away.
No, I'm not giving material, but I mean, he's practically the only thing I'm going to say. He's put a bet on Steve that he wouldn't reach 4,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, and why Hannah's
now,
too, I'm going to look it up.
We have to, hopefully, he has to give him the 100 quid. So we'll be like.
He is now currently on
3,462. You can get
there. We was there. He
was
on 2,922.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong.
And now he's gone up to 1,000. I think in a while.
But yeah. So fair play to him. I didn't know him before he went there. To be honest with you,
I kind of did. But when he said Steve Williams, I'm thinking, yeah, he's good. He's good. But for Steve Hall, he did the.
Yeah, Steve Hall was funny, I like him.
He did the Trial and Terror at the pub before that he did his tour.
Yeah.
So I think,
So yeah. So yeah, do follow him if you guys want to make Russell Howard 100 quid poorer, which won't make a difference to
be
honest.
That would be literally peanuts to him, I'm thinking.
Yeah. But not giving material away. As the overall experience, what did you think?
Overall experience? It was interesting, I liked it, funny. I mean, I like the way he says something really serious and he goes on to making it funny and I'm like, yeah, that's what life, you know. I like how he quoted, this song is I like how he quoted, I don't understand why people have to be bloody miserable. You just need to enjoy your fucking life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You only got one life. Fucking enjoy it, you know what I mean? Because I've noticed that one by one in my family, people are dying. I'm thinking, fuck, I need to live my life because you've only had one, you know what I mean? I just hate people lingering their own, like, what's the word? Lingering their own pile of crap and feeling sorry for himself, blah de blah de blah. Obviously, I feel like I can't say nothing, but I feel like I've picked myself up in a way.
Mm.
For someone, he's been suffering a bit of, how do I word this? Not mental problems. I'd say if I say to someone I'm depressed and they have anxiety, oh, what you've got depressed to be about? I have I can list about 1,000 things why I should be depressed. You know what I mean?
Not and why you should be, but why you are.
Why you are? Why you should? Yeah, exactly.
That's like saying you should be depressed.
You should be
why?
Depressed, why?
Why yeah. should I?
Like why are you depressed or something? That's what I need to say. What do you think?
Maybe? For Hannah, this isn't her first tour, so I want to ask you, what ones have you been to again? Have you been to all of them, be honest?
No, his very, very first one was when he was really young, but his first ever big one was right here, right now.
Did you go to that one?
No, because I was too young.
Okay.
And then it was, before that, I think it went to, and then many years down the line, I got old enough to go to Wonderbox.
Was that the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it was...
That's the one you went to performing in it, before you knew me.
No, I went to... I knew you. No. Oh, fuck's sake.
Wonderbox was the one you went to before me.
Yeah.
Before you knew me. And then Around the World...
What's the one did I see around... Oh, yeah, Around the World I saw...
I took you to the place.
Yeah.
And I watched Hunger Games... what one was it? It's the second to last one, basically. It's the part one of the part two, pretty much. And, my God, the movie messed my head.
As soon as I saw the programme for Around the World, and I looked for it, and obviously I knew he was doing Twitter questions, and when I saw both of my questions in there, I could not stop.
Was gassed.
I was like, I'm so gassed. And I was thinking, why has she got two fucking questions? You know, everyone's probably thinking of that and thinking,
Did you ask him questions again for this one?
No, I didn't. Couldn't think of anything else. Why didn't I? Because, you know, I looked in the programme right now and I thought, I didn't know he did one on Twitter as well.
Next time, do it on our podcast account. Give us a little, give us a little shout
podcast
out.
Podcast account,
I
have to wait for the next 3 years, innit? Oh my God.
But he'll be 42 in 3 years.
Oh my God, I'm so old.
Imagine how he feels. My experience of it was pretty cool. I've never actually been. It was my first actual stand-up live event, event. I've always wanted to see the Evans live, but
obviously
never had the chance. I was too young.
He needs to come back one off, and then we'll be like, we're getting there.
I'm pulling all the stops just to see him live. I don't care.
Yeah,
to me, he's the best ever comedian.
Yeah, we have all of his DVDs, and I feel like when I put one on, he never fails to be like, oh yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
But like I said at the beginning, I don't want to give away his material, but the stuff he said was really funny, and there was some stuff there you just like, what? What are you on about?
Yeah, and when he was when he started talking about his family as usual, and that made me think about
All I will say is, I think I don't know why it's called Respite. To those of you that are wondering, why is this tour called Respite? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Well, it will be explained pretty much. If it's the same as this one, he'll probably do it to all of the tours.
I know he planned this.
At the end, you'll know.
Mm.
And I'm sure most of you know from watching that show with him and his mum. He has a very weird family.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm thinking, I feel blessed that I'm in a kind of normal family-ish.
Normal family with a gay mother and your dad who's no longer with your mother.
That's normal for divorced parents. I mean, obviously when I was little, I wasn't used to the idea.
A normal family is two parents and two children, that's it.
Welcome to the 21st century. The parents get divorced. I mean, I had to get used to it when I was little. I mean, I was kind of left in the dark. I had to use my brain and go, oh, that's happening. Oh, I don't give a shit.
What I will say as well, I would quote a line that he said or not, which I've said a lot in the past as well. No one dies until the memory dies, which I love. And I love the fact that he said that as well, because I was like, yeah, I've said that myself for a good few years.
I wouldn't say I do have a normal family, because there's odd one moments that happen to occur that just made me think, Christ, am I really relate to you? Did I get put in the wrong cot when I was born, you know what I mean? Like, I can't believe, like, with what made me feel a bit disgusted but funny inside is when my granddad, usually when we go out, he orders cream teas, you know, you get your scone, your jam, your cream on the jam, you get your cup of tea, blah, blah, blah. Where we went, he got his cup of tea as normal, scone, jam, and he thought he put cream on his jam, right? Mm. He goes, this cream tastes funny. And then my sister went, it's salad cream. And he was like, and I was just like, oh, I was like this. I was like, what the fuck? And it was like, what the hell's going on? And I thought, kind of, you put salad cream on jam. That's disgusting. I'm surprised you've got diabetes. He hasn't. I'm thinking, that's the most heroic thing I've ever seen. Like, how can you mislead from cream to salad cream? Like, normal.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty different. Yeah, it's a lot different. And I feel like there's something with his eyesight. Oh my god. You know, when I feel like one of my grandparents go, I'm just going to be like, oh my God, is this really happening? You know what I mean?
Mm.
I'll be so feeling so down. Like, if one of my grandparents goes, you know, one of them said to me, especially like my granny goes, I don't fear death. And I said,
at that age, you wouldn't.
You don't. I said,
just
don't you? He goes, no.
At that age.
And he said, like,
especially with what your grandparents, like, not to give out too much away, but especially with all the stuff your grandparents have been through as well.
They feel like they're still mourning. Like, I know kind of in their, not how they would feel, like, both of their kids have died before them, and that probably won't really.
Yeah, as
Maybe
a parent, that's the worst thing you can have, to
see
be
your
fair.
Kids die before you, and for me to see them really upset kind of put me in a position where I want to spend as much time as with them as I can now than, you know, years down the line. Like, there's too many, not illnesses, but cancer scares in my family. I won't say cancer scares because it's happened.
Mm.
My granddad has been riddled with cancer like many years. He's had left, right, and centre's operations. He had a triple heart bypass. If you had a double one, that's nothing. Triple heart bypass. He had to have one because of his stupid smoking. If he didn't have that, he wouldn't be alive. He wouldn't be alive right now. Many years, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
And for nurses and doctors and surgeons to do that to him, I actually want to say, like, how brilliant the NHS is, because if we didn't have it, I wouldn't had what I had, like, done. I don't want to become this emotional.
Don't worry, Boris, he's gonna sort out everything, don't worry.
Yeah, but the thing is, when I saw on Facebook, don't trust the NHS with Tories, because they will just fuck it up. I mean, for them, if I had
Boris
to pay my own treatment, I would have been dead, actually.
But Boris is going into all the NHS hospitals right now,
okay,
and he's playing that song, Don't Panic, Don't Panic. Listen to me now, Boris, don't panic.
This is if I'll tell him to fuck off when I'm on my deathbed. Because I actually felt like I was on my deathbed.
Speaking of beds, we're going to wrap it up there,
yeah.
Guys. I'm shattered.
And the camera's shattered, so it's on
one
bar.
Yeah, the camera is shattered. The camera is on one bar. The camera wants to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep.
Let me go.
The mic is fine because it's connected to this. So the laptop has power for days, but that's not the point.
No.
Going to wrap it up there, guys. Please don't forget, it's going to come up somewhere around
on
here.
On the bottom.
In the bottom, all of our socials. Please do follow them. Let us know how we're doing, review us, comments down below what you think. And we will be taking a break, just please follow us, especially on Twitter. Twitter is like where we give out most of our information, if I'm honest. Facebook we just use to like, not really publish, but how did I say, advertise our episodes,
yeah.
If I'm honest. So Twitter is the place, maybe Instagram, but mostly Twitter is the place to go if you want to be notified and keep us, to be kept in the loop. Final last announcements. which maybe says that idea, but something I don't really care about. We have Snapchat now.
Yeah, but we haven't used Snapchat yet.
Huh?
We haven't used Snapchat yet, have we?
What do you mean? No, we haven't uploaded anything yet, but we don't have any followers on Snapchat anyway, so what's the point?
No, so yeah.
It will be on one of our socials somewhere.
Yes.
We do now have a Snapchat, so if you want to, I don't know, not send us dick pics.
Oh, for God's sake.
Spoiling us.
Don't talk to me about fucking dick pics, because I literally had it knocking in my face before.
Please do not please don't send Hannah any dick pics. Or me, I'm not gay, okay? Send us, like, I don't know, just message us, isn't it? Send us your thoughts about how we're doing, stuff like that. So what we're doing wrong, or what we're doing right.
What can we do right, really? I mean, give us advice a lot. I like that. I like advice. And
you guys are doing sick right now, on, as I said earlier, doing great on audio, but please do be sure to watch us, because we are making sure now to make everything either just under an hour or a little bit over an hour. This one is going to be quite a bit under the hour, like 10 minutes or so less.
Mm-hmm.
So until the next time, guys, when we're fully rested, fully healed, and I've got this new software up and running, so hopefully on this episode the audio has been throughout the whole thing.
Yep.
Till the next time, guys.
See ya.
Peace.